Such a simple word, yet schools are far from simple. They are complex systems tasked with academically preparing our children for life. K through 12 students spend nearly 15% of their precious lives in school for 13 years. Schools are the first shift helping build America's future, and school boards are the bridge between community and our education system. On Election Day, school boards may be at the bottom of the ballot, but should be at the top of all our lists. On November 5th, vote for the best school board candidates that share your desire for better schools for our kids and our community.
Everybody, welcome back to Into the Show. Having a history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield today. Go ahead with your next point. You were holding a thought before the break.
Okay, so Roger Williams, founder of Rhode Island, Providence, basically, in the title of the lesson today, Baptist America. You've heard me say many times that America was founded on Christian principles. Really, it was founded on Baptist principles. I know a lot of people say, well, I'm not a Baptist. They're listening now. I'm not a Baptist. Well, you really are in this thinking, in this sense. This is back in the 1700s, especially the early 1700s, but by even in the 1760s, 1770s, Baptists who didn't believe in forcing people, using force, taking government money, we didn't believe in that. We wanted to be left alone. We didn't want to use the arm of the state to force anybody to pay taxes to support us or to have some sort of profession that we have to believe, otherwise we'd be put in jail. Because Baptists were persecuted by Roman Catholics and by Protestants. There's a long history of that. Okay, Roger Williams argued this, that you had the Ten Commandments. The first four, you can't put God first, don't make idols, don't take the Lord's name in vain, and observe the Sabbath. That was church oriented only. Any of those commandments should never go into the civil area. The last six, though, of course, should go into the civil area. Now, there's people now that misunderstand what he was saying. They'll say, "Well, you Baptists that you want to forbid a man from marrying a man. You're not like Roger Williams." No. Thou shalt not commit adultery was, you know, that God created man and woman. No, that is the domain of civil authority. What Roger Williams would say, that you can't force religious opinion on people. Force. And then other people say, well, you're trying to, people like me, they'll say, you're trying to force your religion down. Why are you trying to force your religion on other people? I'm not forcing anybody. I'm spreading the gospel as Jesus told me. And if people tell me to get off their porch, I get off their porch. If people around Northern Michigan or whoever's listening on the internet right now, Randy, if they say, I can't stand this guy, you know what they'll know what they're doing? They turn it off. Okay, turn it off. But you don't go to the federal whoever, whatever. Who monitors radio? Who is what federal organization?
FCC.
Is that? Yeah, you don't go to the FCC. So, well, this guy was saying that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. You need to go and arrest them. See, that is using that is what Roger Williams was against, and everybody in our country understood that. The First Amendment made that clear. Now, again, let me just remind you of this: the First Amendment forbade the national government from doing that. The First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. It didn't prevent states from doing it. It prevented the Congress from doing it. And the same thing's true with the Article 6 of the Constitution, which said no religious test shall ever be required for any office under the United States. Under the federal government, you couldn't have a religious test. But it didn't deny people the right, or states the right, to have religious tests in their own states. But I would be against it. All Baptists were against it, whether on the federal level or on the state level, but it's the Baptist idea. But now things have switched so badly that now people want to say, you have no right to say anything because it's now hate speech. You're so hateful. Look at what you said. You're hateful. And I've heard liberals, leftists, progressives, call them what you will, say, you know what, maybe we should think about the First Amendment, getting rid of it. Or, you know, wow, we're handcuffed by the First Amendment. You know, prohibiting the freedom of speech or of the press. You know, oh, wow, people have freedom of speech. That really hurts us because people are out there saying hateful, terrible things, and we need to stop them. Not by argument. Then argue with me, okay? Not by debate, not by argument, but by force of law. It is ironic that the left, the socialists, they're the one that want to shut down freedom of speech, not the conservatives. It's the leftists that are doing that. And so when these people, Hillary Clinton and others, are now saying that they're saying that President Trump's a Nazi, just like Hitler. I mean, it's just like, that is so absurd. It is so wrong. Now, President Trump said some things that I would never say, but he's not trying to, by force, by the use of a gun, by the use of the power of the state, shut people up. Did he go after his political enemies legally? Did he use this, what we now call lawfare, to go after them? No. It's what the other side is doing to him. They are guilty of everything that they're accusing former President Trump of doing. Roger Williams did not believe that. Now, I got a ton of quotes I could read here to you about what he believed. Here's what Roger Williams said. Here's one of them. While I deplored and denounced the incivilities of Quakerism. Okay. Roger Williams was a Baptist, and he spoke out against the Quakers. But he didn't, because they argued. I could argue right now with a Methodist. I could argue with a Roman Catholic. I could argue with a Presbyterian, and we do. We have our arguments, but we don't want to close each other down. We don't.
You know, that's a question that I've always wondered, because every faith believes in Jesus was the Messiah. That he was the Son of God, put on this earth to live his life, his mission. Prophecies. Rick Wurzweck's book. 17 specific prophecies in the Old Testament foretold the coming of Jesus. Do you know what the mathematical chances of all 17 things happening?
Very high.
480 trillion to 1. For all 17 things to happen, every single one of them, mathematically, the way it multiplies is 17 times 17 times 7. If for every time it happened, it extrapolates out to 480 trillion to 1. Now, if everybody has that faith, like you have always said, died, rose again, in forgiveness of our sins, why is it that there is so much, like you said the word, I would say disagreements, but you said arguments. You would argue with a Roman Catholic. You would argue with a Presbyterian. Why is that so many different arguments going on over basically the same belief in the same person?
Well, it's the same person, but listen, religious arguments have been going on ever since the beginning of the church. It is what it is. You know, it's just like, oh, why can't we all get along? We've never all gotten along. Now, okay, but we live in a free country. We live in a free country. And there is a spot. I like Rick. Rick and I would say are friends. I'm sure he'd call me a friend. I call him a friend.
Sure.
But I disagree with him on a few things.
Absolutely.
That's just the way that is. It's just the way it is. And I got a lot of friends that are not Baptists. All I'm saying here is that the Baptists are the ones that came up and said, look, don't use government. Don't use a gun to force people to, one, pay tax. We're not going to have a state church. Don't take your gun and get tax money from a person to give to the Presbyterian, Catholic, Methodist, Baptist church. We don't want your No.
Okay, got it. Freedom. I got it. Now, let me ask you this question then. In Roger Williams' life, when you're talking about what he was doing and believing in, was this prior to, obviously, I believe it is, the letter from President Jefferson, January 1st, 1802, to the Danbury Baptists, where yes, he claims earlier. In the it was way earlier than that, right?
Yes.
Now, so therefore, it had a role to play. He had a role to play in the discussion, Declaration of Independence, our Constitution, the Bill of Rights. This all was long before Jefferson ever wrote that letter.
Of course. And that's why Roger Williams is so important in history. And every church, every pastor I know of, and to one degree or another, would say, look, we don't want a state church. We don't want an established church in the state of Michigan or on the federal level. We don't want that. And everyone that I know of that are friends with me say, yeah, we want the freedom to knock on doors, to spread the gospel, and so on. Now, we have our smaller arguments because we're passionate about what we believe the Bible teaches. Okay, fine. But I would never go on the radio and start arguing those things. But what
sure.
The main point here with Williams is, he said, I denounce the Quakers, but I say they will answer to God at their own peril in the great day approaching. In other words, the day of divine judgment, you'll have to answer to God for what you're doing. Now, we can argue about this, that, and the other, and there's a lot of different theological points that we argue about. Okay, I got my opinion, you've got yours, the Presbyterians got theirs, and a lot of them to people, by the way, all Christians, listen to me, to the leftist, to the progressives, they look at me and Rick Wurzbach as two peas in a pod. I mean, they don't see any difference whatsoever, and sure. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. But we don't take the power of government. We're not trying to shut down the Muslim mosque in our country. We're not trying to shut down places and churches and or groups that are atheistic. No, but we will argue with them. We will contend with them. We will speak with them, but we don't force them. That's what Roger Williams is saying. We don't use the force. And he was basically expelled from Massachusetts. He was expelled. Hey, you got to teach us the way we teach it, or you can leave. And so he left. And when he founded Providence, he said, no, we're not going to do that. The church is one thing. The civil authority is another. And there's clear lines of distinction there. Now, there are sometimes those lines get blurred a little. But nevertheless, that is the way that is. And all America had once believed that. That's why, in a sense, we were kind of like a Baptist country. We don't put people in jail because they're wrong on what we call keto baptism or something. Should you baptize infants, or is baptism only for believers? Okay, right. I'm a Baptist, but there are other people who say, no, we baptize, and we have our arguments, but we don't put each other in jail if we disagree with it.
If we disagree. Yeah. Bottom line, that's it. And also, again, reiterated in that letter from President Jefferson to the Danbury Baptists, there is a separation between church and state. There is a wall. And that's what he said in the letter. Final segment of our discussion today with Pastor Chatfield. We'll be right back.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust? Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of the history lesson discussion today. Is there anything else you want to wrap up with before I get to ask you a couple of questions?
Yeah, let me just give a few more quotes from Roger Williams. It is less hurtful to compel a man to marry someone whom he does not love than to follow religion in which he does not believe. He said, men's consciences ought in no sort to be violated, urged, or constrained by law, by civil authorities. That is the issue here. It's not, you see, if you go to a church and a preacher preaches, thus saith the Lord, you should win souls to Christ, you should pray, you should read your Bible. I mean, he's proclaiming the Bible. But if you don't do it, he isn't taking a gun out and shooting you. He's not putting you in jail. See, a lot of people don't want to be told what to do by the preacher. Okay, fine, go find a church where the preacher doesn't, where he tickles your ears and everything's wonderful and you're wonderful and the country's on the right path and everything's great. But you see, we Baptists, this is a Baptist idea, but I say there's so many of your listeners, really, they're Baptists and they're thinking, they just haven't ever quite seen this. Now, the Baptists are the, should be, they believe in something called soul liberty. I preach it. I beg people to do what they should, but then in the end, they got to do what they got to do. They're free to do what they got to do, and then they will stand before God and answer to God. That's a Baptist idea. We don't lord over men's consciences. There's never been a country that had an established Baptist church. It doesn't work that way. There's been lots of countries. Most of Europe was, you know, had Roman Catholic was the established church. In England, it was Roman Catholic, then the Church of England. In Massachusetts, in America, they brought that idea over. You had the Congregational Church. In Virginia, up until the mid-1770s, you had the Anglican Church. And in Maryland, originally, they founded by Roman Catholics, but they backed off from that pretty quickly. But Baptists say no state church, no established religion. That's between man and God.
I have a question for you on that point. Why would you or others consider Catholic Church being, quote, a state church?
Because it was. Just like in England. Back in the day, there was...
You're talking about the Roman Empire, the formation of the Roman Catholic Church. Is that what you're referring to?
Listen, for 1,000 years...
Okay.
The Roman Catholic Church dominated Europe. And if you wanted to, there would be pockets of resistance that were, the Waldensians and the Lollards.
Okay.
And different parts that they would kind of squirrel themselves away. But, man, if you were the king, you were Catholic. And the king expected, and there was a kind of a there's a Latin word for this, which I can't recall, but, hey, you're the religion of the king. The king's Catholic, you're Catholic. When Henry VIII broke away from the Catholic Church and formed the Church of England, hey, now in England, it's the Church of England. And you got to belong to it.
So from a historical point of view, that's why it's called or referred to as a state church.
Yes. A civil church. Yes.
Civil church. Got it. Now, last question off of the topic. I appreciate the lesson. That was great. You conducted and other pastors conducted 24 hours of fasting and prayer.
Yes.
How did that go, and do you feel it was successful, or did we not have enough participants?
We had a lot of participants. Just so you know, I went 23 hours. I didn't quite make 24. I just want to say that before God, because but nevertheless, yes.
I
wish I didn't have to tell you that. But nevertheless,
right.
But nevertheless, we had a lot of participants all across the country. Hundreds and hundreds of people participated. Did God hear our prayers? Well, we're praying for revival in our country, and I've told the people in our churches and our listeners, yeah, I'm praying that Donald Trump will be elected. I'm just not gonna pussyfoot around that. I'm just
sure.
Now, am I God? No. Do I know what's going to happen in a couple weeks here? I do not know, but I'm asking, Lord, have mercy on us. Continue to give us freedom. And the whole point of this Roger Williams discussion is, I see the other side ready to clamp down on freedom of speech, freedom of religion.
Right.
We have a big sign out here in front of our church that says, Jesus Christ is Lord.
Yep.
And what if somebody calls authorities and says, that's offensive to me? That's bigoted religious speech.
Right.
How can the...
Haven't you actually had certain people call in the past over the years since that sign went up? I thought we talked about this one time
I know people have seen it. I've never had somebody actually call in. And I don't even mind if they call in and say that. But this is what is totally un-American. For them to call the police and have them do an investigation that I'm some sort of bigot because I've offended somebody by saying Jesus Christ is Lord. By implication, that means Muhammad is not Lord. So be it. True. See, that's where Roger Williams is saying, no way. We do not force religious opinions on people. But on the other hand, we do promote the gospel.
Absolutely.
But we're not forcing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, in freedom of choice, they use it. That's the term the left uses. We use it as well.
Right.
And you believe what you want to believe. You do what you want to do. But one thing we do offer is for people who can't get out of home, can't make it to church, we do broadcast as a public service Pastor Chatfield's church services on Sunday from 11 to noon. So if you want to listen in on the radio, it makes it easy for you. We provide that service. So.
Amen. Everybody, well, I appreciate you listening. God bless you.
God bless you, sir. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com.